you know it. Fellas, grab your ladies if your lady fine. Tell her she don't want for life. Woo! Ladies, grab your fellas and let's do this right. Do this right. If you want like me and mine. Yeah, we got it going on, got it going on. When it feels so good to be us. Yeah, we got it going on, got it going on. Yeah,
girl, we got it going on. It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and a big congratulations going out to a major Canadian city. This is big, but it's all about superstition. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, are you superstitious?
Yes.
I'd love to hear from you. 92925.
I'm super superstitious.
Are you? You're super superstitious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the Edmonton Oilers, you know who they are?
Yes, they're a hockey team.
They are a hockey team.
Okay.
But congratulations, because they won last night.
Yes.
Which means they are now advancing for the second year in a row to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Woohoo!
Which is huge.
Congrats.
Canadian city going hopefully all the way. But there's a superstition in the NHL.
Okay. What is it?
If you win your division.
Right.
Okay, like happened last night. Like, take a listen to this.
NHL will now present the Clarence Campbell Bowl to the Western Conference champion Edmonton Oilers. Accepting the trophy is team captain Connor McDavid.
Again, okay,
so
2024-2025. So you get a trophy when you win your conference, right?
Yeah.
And the superstition is you do not touch that trophy. You don't pick it up. You don't put your hand on it. You look at it. You pose for a picture next to it. You do not touch it.
Okay, because if you touch it, you will lose.
Because it's bad luck.
Bad luck.
Because what you don't want that trophy. You want the Stanley Cup.
Ah, okay, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened is last year, the Edmonton Oilers won that same trophy, and they did that. They did not touch it.
Okay.
Then they went on and did not win the Stanley Cup.
Ooh.
So last night, the Edmonton Oilers went against tradition and superstition, and they picked up that trophy.
Oh.
Oh, they touched that trophy. They're like, no way, Jose. We are touching it because we are changing our luck this year.
I love it.
Right?
And if they win, it's going to become a new tradition that you should touch that trophy.
So there's something there with
that. Wow, there is something there with that. I love that.
I saw this last night, and I instantly thought of you. Because I know that Claudia Marquez is for sure superstitious.
Yes. Super superstitious. It's almost a problem. I'll be very honest about it. I do weird things, and it becomes obsessive a little bit. So, for example, there's one thing that I do is I never, ever, 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 leave my purse on the floor.
Yeah.
Because in Portugal, they say that money will run away from you. And I know this is like
a... Is that why you do it? I just thought you didn't want germs.
Well, there's also that, but that is the least... Germs are the least of my concerns.
Get out of here.
I don't want money to run away from me. And so whenever people come over, whenever they put their purses on the floor, I go crazy. You can ask any of my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm like, please don't do this. I have to repeat it to my mom all the time. Mom, you forgot. She's like, I know. But it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts.
Huh, interesting. So you're really super superstitious. I mean, am I?
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Oh, you're a little stitious.
I'm a little stitious. I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious.
Okay, on what? Like, is there something that you do on the daily that...
So not daily, but maybe sometimes that's what makes me a little... Like, if I'm walking down the street and there's cracks, I try not to step on those cracks for some reason. Because the superstition will break your mother's back.
Don't do that.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I thought it's because you could fall in a crack.
Well, I mean, I am a very large individual. I'm not falling in. How big is this crack?
Have you ever... Depends on who you ask.
Hey!
But have you ever seen the movie As Good As It Gets?
Yeah, of course.
See how he always steps over the crack?
There's so many of these little superstitions that you just believe it.
Of course.
Right? Everything.
So let me ask you this. Even if you're not superstitious, even if you're not, okay? If you see a ladder ahead of you, will you test faith and walk under it? Or will you say, I'm not superstitious, but I won't do it anyway?
There you go.
That you won't, right?
I won't walk under it.
There you go. So you're not just a little stitcher then. There's a part of you that is superstitious.
Or I'm just really tall, and that's a really big ladder. 92925, what is your superstition? We are celebrating a Canadian team going to the Stanley Cup playoffs by talking about what your superstition is, because maybe today's the day that you should change it.
No, you don't change a superstition, because then it does.
Where's your purse?
No!
Where's
no!
your purse? No! Where's your purse? Let's change it!
Then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab, and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kind of used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. Mm-hmm. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. If you need a hand, I got two. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in, a night off, a phone call, baby, I got you. Head banging on the highway with the tunes too loud. That was some kind of hideaway, and I miss it now. But you're still keeping my secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. Mm-hmm. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. If you need a hand, I got two. Whoa. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in, a night off, a phone call, baby, I got you. 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 Baby, I got you.
We are talking about superstitions, and you know what? In about 45 seconds, you're going to find out why you should really stop being superstitious. So we are celebrating the Edmonton Oilers making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Last night they won and move on to the next round. And the tradition in that is to actually not touch the trophy they're awarded, mm-hmm. because it's bad luck. And you don't want that trophy. You want the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So last year they won, didn't touch the trophy, didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Mm, so last now they're like, night, how can we win? Perhaps it's by changing that tradition.
Exactly. So they did exactly that. And will they win the Stanley Cup? That's what we're going to find out in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's so funny because my cousin plays soccer and hockey. And whenever she gets into like a tournament, she always wears the same undershorts. Ah. It can't be any other pair than this one particular pair that I think she's been owning for I don't know how many years. I don't know how thinned out these underwear are, but she, you know, she can't do a tournament without wearing those specifically. All right. So we have somebody on the line that has a very interesting superstition. Good morning.
Good morning.
So please tell us what you never, ever do and why.
Well, we as Portuguese, like Claudia, we don't put shoes on the table because they always say there's going to be arguments in the family. So we don't do that. So every time my daughter comes over and she puts my granddaughter's shoes on the table, it's like a big fight.
That's it. I think for sure there's going to be a fight if there's, you know, shoes put on the table. Yeah. Now, do you believe as well in the purse theory that if you leave it on the floor, the money's going to run away from you?
1,000%. 1,000%. Oh, we were raised Portuguese, right? So we Azorians are like that. I don't know the continent people, but Azorians are like that.
That's amazing.
The purse is on the ground.
And with this economy, we don't want any money running away from us, right? Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
So you know what it reminds me of? There's a superstition in my culture and Judaism where if somebody gets a new car, what you're supposed to do is take money and throw it into the back seat.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah, it brings good luck. So it's like, you know that I don't really know why.
How new does your car have to be? I can open the back door right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me read another one while you're trying to catch your breath. Somebody says, if I ever go under a ladder, I will have to go back under it to cancel the possible bad luck. So if you walk under a ladder, you walk under it a second time just to make sure that you're canceling it out.
You can't control delete your mistake here. Once you go under, that's going under twice, isn't it?
It's twice
the bad luck.
Have you ever broken a mirror?
Yes. Yeah.
And were you like nervous for 7 years?
I was like 7 when I broke it. I was nervous till I was 14.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, this texture, I've never heard this one before. When I was younger, I smoked and we were at a club. I couldn't find my light, so I used a candle. My friend tried to stop me, telling me it's bad luck, and I responded, I don't believe in that.
Right.
Well, when we went into the next club, within a minute, I walked in. I got puked on.
Oh.
My shirt and pants, everything. Oh. Since then, I've become superstitious.
Wow. See?
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so I did promise you to tell you why maybe you should stop being superstitious. Because there's an article that came out in Psychology Today that specifically said there is a very bad side to superstitions.
What?
It is a major cause of anxiety. It induces fear. And establishes avoidance patterns to those who believe in them. It might start as a little stition, like in me, but it builds up over time to the point where it could lead to something like OCD.
I believe it.
So just be a little stitious, not superstitious. And again, big congratulations going to the Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, hopefully we'll be cheering you on.
Bringing the Stanley Cup back to Canada.
Coming up. Here's what's coming next on The Beat. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. Next on The Beat.
Côte des roses, fumée blanche, est la sablette. The sweet smell of rosés. SAQ, 18 years and over.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Attention Quebec. It's moving season, and the Bricks here to help. Upgrade your furniture and appliances now, because for a limited time, you save the tax. Get up to 40% off select mattresses, plus save the tax. Up to 15% off sofas, sectionals, bedroom, and dining, plus save the tax. And save the tax when you buy three or more select major kitchen appliances. Plus, get free local delivery on purchases over $4.99. Some exclusions apply. See in store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
In the summer, the going never stops. If I'm not mowing the lawn and organizing the garage, then I'm in the garden, watering the garden, weeding the garden, or pulling the dog out of the garden. The only time I do ever stop is to give blood, and I'll never stop doing that.
Book an appointment on the Emma Quebec website.
From May 29th to June 8th at Chico, our flyer is loaded with promotions, like 25% off all litter, up to $8 off select new Performatrin Naturals, dry food for dogs and cats, and so much more. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets.
Electric vehicle subsidies are back at GM LaSalle. Fast delivery, over 50 vehicles in stock, including the Equinox EV and Blazer EV. GM of LaSalle, the largest Chevrolet Buick GMC Corvette Hummer dealership in Montreal. 8000 Newman Boulevard.
Selling your home? Depodium Mini Entrepot has a location near you with secure and affordable storage solutions so you can upsize, downsize, or whatever you need size. Make it easy on yourself. Buy Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free at depodium.com.
tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Lobster is back at Casa Grec. For a limited time, enjoy delicious broiled Gaspé lobster served with all the trimmings. Or create your own combo by adding a half lobster to the main course of your choice. Hurry in and don't forget to bring your own wine. Casa Grec, for real good Greek.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want, 2 days earlier, with UPS Standard on Saturday.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our two-for-one sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
This week at MyRadioShop.ca.
Get a gift certificate valid for two spa experiences at Strom Spa Nordique Saint-Sauveur, Saint-Hilaire, or Île-des-Sœurs. Rain or shine, enjoy the thermal experience. Warm and temperate pools and relaxation areas with fireplaces.
MyRadioShop.ca.
This June, we come together to celebrate. Celebrate our loved ones and their courage in the face of cancer. Celebrate research breakthroughs that reshape our future and change everything. Celebrate communities, memories, celebrate overcoming and moving forward. At the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, every step brings us closer to a future without cancer. Sign up at relayforlife.ca and let's take on cancer together.
It's a Honda.
So, creme brulee or blueberry pie?
I don't know, dearest. They both look good.
With two tempting options like the Honda CR-V or CR-V Hybrid, the choice may be a little difficult.
I'll take both.
So we'll go half and half.
Oh, if we must.
We must.
Built in Canada with local and imported parts, it's no surprise the CR-V is Canada's best-selling hybrid vehicle. Lease the 2025 CR-V Hybrid from 1.99% up to 24 months. It's a Honda. Upon credit approval, details at honda.ca.
McDonald's sundaes and snack-sized shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Pink, Shaboozy, and Shaggy. That's what your next 12 minutes looks like. Does it get any better? No, that's pretty sweet. But there are a lot of parents all around Montreal about to hit a milestone with their kids in the next few weeks. And spoiler, Claudia is not okay. It's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay, actually.
Kleenex, please.
You're screwed. Kim, how's traffic?
Oh, good Friday drive. Mercier bunches up in the approaches, but really no major delays from the South Shore. La Fontaine Tunnel outbounds at Yves Prévost, though. 15 South fills in at Dunamain for the Met. 13 South crowded the 440 to the 40. Met West is slow. La Cordaire to Papineau and Saint-Laurent to Decarie. 40 East crowded around Côte-de-Liesse. 20 East gets crowded through Lachine. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat 92.5.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
your villa. Just for son of weakness, all of you clean all your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a hotel, a baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. I saw the else in favor, you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your hands, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera. No.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off.
It wasn't me, Shaggy. Speaking about graduations, that was huge when I was graduating high
right?
school.
Yeah.
It's the Beat Breakfast
Club.
Brought
us way back.
And a lot of parents are about to hit a milestone with their kids in the next few weeks. And let's just say, Claudia has been emotional, to say the least.
I have been. And I haven't been able to really kind of express the way that I feel. Like, Lee, you've been witnessing this all week where I kind of have these like short spurts of feeling anxious. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, Noah's graduating in a week. In a week from now, he will be going up on stage and grabbing that diploma and graduating from Sec 5. And it is such a big milestone. And I just can't believe it. I can't believe it that in a blink of an eye, my son, my baby, is going to CEGEP.
Mother of a son is like someone breaking up with you very slowly. That's what it means to be a mother of a son who's no longer a boy, no longer your boy, but a man. Our boys will grow up and grow away and break up with us. And if they do, oh God, this is hard. If they do, we've done our job correctly. And we have. That's what you want your kids to grow up and leave you. That's what our job is.
No, please don't leave me.
But you're laughing right now. I see how much that hits you.
Yeah. Look, listen. Yes, of course, I have tears in my eyes. You know, this is about a son, but it could be about your daughter. It doesn't matter. It's a huge milestone when they make it through that big step. They do go from being young boys or young girls to now a young man and young women. And as a parent, it's bittersweet. It's beautiful, but it's upsetting at the same time because you're like, how did this happen? I am so, so proud of him. You have no idea. I'm so excited to see him graduate, but I know what's coming next. And I know these years coming next, it's going to be completely different. It's going to be him blooming into his own identity, his own person. And like she says, that's normal. He will be flying out of the nest, and that's what you want for your kids. But at the same time, as your parent, you want to keep them so small. Yeah. Like, I want to go back to the days where he would snuggle into my neck and he smelled like milk. And, you know, you could do nothing wrong, and they were sheltered and they were loved, and they, you know what I mean? Like, those moments.
I hope he
moments,
doesn't still smell like milk, though.
You're hoping he's smelling like what?
Well, like he's spring? Almost 18. I know exactly what he's going to be smelling like.
But you know what I mean? Like, I am so excited for him. The best years of his life are coming, and I'm so excited
for him.
But
also some of the hardest, and that's what life is. But you know what? So you bring it up, and yes, you know, your sons, your daughters are about to, you know, hit this milestone and go into the world. It is such a pivotal moment in their life. But there is something different about a young man graduating high school, then moving on with life. Mm-hmm. Because there is a difference. I think you said it before. What was your wording? That a son
is a son. And this is what my mother-in-law used to tell me. A son is a son until he gets a wife. A daughter's a daughter all of her life. It always stuck with me, you know?
There's such truth to that because I see, you know, like, I'm sorry to say, you got like a few months left with your son.
So exactly.
I feel terrible for saying that. For like a few years at most.
Yeah. And I hope that he's realizing that some are the best years of his life. Because you and I, Lee, yesterday, after speaking about this, we went home and we took out our grad books. And we went way back. Remember those days? We didn't realize how those, like, how amazing those years are. Uh-huh. And I think we take those years for granted. And we went back.
So we're actually, right after the song, we're going to play Shaboozy for you in just a second. We're going to each read something that we wrote back in the day. Because you remember, put yourself there for a second. That headspace you were in as you were about to graduate high school.
Yes.
And maybe some of the words you wrote, trying to be inspirational, trying to be funny, trying to be clever, trying to be emotional. We're going to bring you back there.
Yes.
And you just need to know before we do that, I'm looking at a picture of myself from high school, and man, was I douchey. Here's Shaboozy. It's some good news on a Friday morning. Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Thanks for hanging out.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me. Living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
It is the Beat Breakfast Club, and there's a whole lot of parents and teens about to hit a milestone.
Yeah.
Could be emotional. Could be sad even. But let's just have that positive spin and remember how pivotal it is in the life of these teens. Because you... we're once there.
We were once there.
And we're about to bring it back.
Yes, and we're celebrating the fact that, you know, you're possibly graduating high school, or, you know, you have a child that's graduating high school. I was mentioning before the song that I was struggling with that a little bit. I'm excited for him, but, you know, he's growing up so fast at the same time. And somebody says, oh my God, I'm crying now. I totally feel the same. I have three kids. And when my baby of the three graduated from John Reddy 2 years ago, it hit me the hardest. And I'm getting so emotional now listening to you.
Yeah, so many people relating and looking back at their kids who are now in their 20s and 30s and just saying how quickly the time flies.
Yeah.
Which you see, the days are long, but the years are short. That expression
so
is always
true.
Right? So, so true.
So well said.
If you're like me and have toddlers, man, those days are long.
Yeah, oh, but you're going to blink. You're going to blink and they're all going to be graduating.
Exactly what it is. So let's take a brief moment and we're going to share something that is in both of our yearbooks.
Mm-hmm.
How about Claudia? Would you like to go first? Share a little inspiration, a little note, a little something, something.
Okay, so I had to ask some of my colleagues from high school to send me a picture of my yearbook because I lost my yearbook. Of course. And I regret absolutely almost everything that I wrote in my blurb. I have to say, because it means nothing to me today. It's a bunch of gibberish. Yeah. I gave shout outs to some people. I don't even know why I said these things.
Yeah.
But I did thank my parents. That's how I started it off, for the love and support that they gave me throughout the years. I did say, thanks, Mary Lynn. I know, never cry for a guy. Okay, that's one of them. Natasha, twee ha ha. I don't even know where that comes from.
Was that to Gargiulo?
No, my best friend Natasha at the time. What about this? Wendy, watch for the tree. I don't know. Did she like run into a tree at one point? And I don't remember. Weslin, lip balm posse. And then it ends with, thanks to Ivan and Billy for the experience we shared together.
Did you sleep with Ivan and Billy? Did you? Ivan, Billy, and Claudia.
It sounds like a menage a trois, but it's not at all. So listen, folks, if you're writing your blurb right now, write something about perhaps what you want to do
that
for a living.
That was written so long ago.
Oh my goodness. Anyway,
so listen,
what did yours say, Lee?
Yeah, so Claudia, you're just as cringe as I imagined. I mean that in the best way.
Okay, go ahead.
The two things I very quickly want to share. There's something that my friends and I, we wrote all the people, the places that, you know, impacted our high school years, right? Including all our friends' names and certain locations. But the thing that's ridiculous, and I know it was me that included this, Dagwood sauce and McDonald's.
Okay.
Correct.
That is ridiculous.
Wow. Because how much time did you spend at McDonald's? And Subway.
Yeah, some things haven't changed. You know what has, and that's what I wanted to really share, just to put things into perspective as you gear up for your graduation.
Okay. Are you going
to
make me cry here? Do I need Kleenex?
Maybe, because it is a little sad, I feel like you're going to relate to this.
Okay.
At the back of every yearbook, there's always a few blank pages.
Yes.
That you get, and you write notes to your friends, and they write notes to
you. That's right.
And there's a few of them from people that, at the time, were definitely 1,000% my best friends. Girls that I had this connection with that were dear, dear friends of mine. And I'm not even going to read the messages. But you know what the common theme is? It's everyone saying, oh my God, I know we're going to keep in touch forever.
Oh.
I haven't spoken to a single one of those people in over 15 years.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality sometimes. You mean well, but you all go your own separate ways.
Yeah.
But all those people, whether it's, you know, I'm seeing, yeah, I'm going to say it. You know, Alexis Levy, Stacey Shulak, Alisa Rosenberg. Rosenbloom? Rosenberg, I don't remember her name.
Clearly Maxine you did Poldiak. Not keep in touch with that person.
So many of these girls that were my best friends at the time, they will always hold
a special place
such
in
a
your
special
heart.
Place in my heart. Yeah. And embrace the moment that you're going through right now. It is beautiful. This summer, if you're graduating high school, is about to be the best summer
yes.
of your
here,
life.
Here. And happy graduation. And congratulations to all.
You know what the best part is? That in the next like 10 minutes, you're going to hear that what is for sure going to be the song of the best summer of your life. It's coming up in the next 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. A little spoiler for you on that one. All right. How about, you know what? I think we should play Can't Beat Lee. Let's play Can't Beat
Lee.
Let's
do it. Okay.
All right. You think you can do it? Text your name to 92925. Good luck. And up for grabs.
Up for grabs. Family pass to go to the IMAX TELUS Theater. Your chance to see a wonderful movie about T-Rex 3D.
Text your name now. Good luck. Kim, how's the drive-in?
Oh, decent Friday drive. 13 South, a little crowded. 440 to the 40. 15 South fills in at Dudamain to get on to the Met. The Met West slows La Cordaire to Papineau and Saint-Laurent to DeCary. 40 East, crowded around Côte-de-l'Est. 20 East, slowing the 13 to 1st Avenue. Mercier bunching up in the approaches, but really no major delays from the South Shore. La Fontaine Tunnel outbound, though, is back into Yves-Prévost. Earn 4.9% with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rates vary by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Coming up on The Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Looking for stylish eyewear? Save $150 now at Creation Scaff. Until May 31st, save $150 on a complete pair of glasses or $50 on non-prescription sunglasses. Chantal Gravel, optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on grace-scaff.com.
More exciting than the playoffs. At Remar Volkswagen, the completely redesigned 2025 Tiguan awaits. Presale until May 31st. Limited quantities, reserve now. Visit 5500 Metropolitan East or RIMARVW.com.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to Transat.com or contact your Club Voyage professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Ready to level up your workout? The Beat 92.5 and Orange Theory Fitness are hooking you up. All this week, listen to the Beat Breakfast Club for your chance to win one of 4 3-month unlimited memberships to Orange Theory Fitness, each worth $635 of pure strength, cardio, and motivation. And here's the big one. One lucky winner will score the grand prize, a full year unlimited membership valued at $2,250. It's your time to crush it. Only on the Beat 92.5 with Orange Theory Fitness.
At Tongay, shipping is free. That's like having an extra pair of hands to help with your move. Recently, my hands were full with my own move. And when Tongay mentioned their free shipping, they didn't need to twist my arm. No, sir. I welcomed them with open arms. Then I folded my arms and watched them go to work. Hey, did I mention shipping is free? You gotta hand it to them. These days, it's tough finding something that doesn't cost an arm and an arm. I mean, leg.
Tongay. Take a load off with free shipping. Certain conditions apply.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa. He's exactly like his father.
This Saturday, May 31st only, spend $100 or more and get 15% off everything.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas apparel program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready.
get ready for the workday.
They say nothing is lost and nothing is created, but that everything is transformed. Énergir is transforming too. We're putting our network to work so our clients consume less energy and more efficiently. We're putting our network to work to distribute less and less fossil fuels. And we're putting our network to work to ensure complementary energies that benefit society as a whole. Énergir is advancing into the energy transition and has no intention of stopping, because we lose nothing when we transform. Énergir. Imagine energy differently.
Montreal, are you ready? July 16th through 27th, Just for Laughs is back in a big way. The biggest comedy festival bringing you the biggest names around. Tom Segura, Russell Peters, Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Live, Fortune Famester, Michel Buteau, Kumail Nanjiani, Mae Martin, Russell Howard, Nick Muhammad, Danny Boy, Dropout Improv, Smosh Reads Reddit Stories, and many more. Get your tickets now at hahaha.com and laugh louder than ever.
You know those useless old electronic devices just sitting around at home? They're actually not useless. Old electronics contain valuable resources that can be reused to make new products. Sounds pretty useful to me. So bring them to one of the over 1,000 authorized drop-off points that are part of the Quebec Electronics Recycling Program. Find one near you at recyclemyelectronics.ca. Recycling old electronics is not a waste of time.
Big spring sale at Sérégué Outlet Montreal. Up to 85% off ceramics, plumbing, countertops, and installation products. Italian porcelain from 99 cents per square foot. For quality and unbelievable prices, visit Sérégué Outlet now until June 1st. 9030 Boulevard de l'Acadie near Marché Central.
McDonald's summer drink days are back,
which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Woo! Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Hey, so it's almost time for Can't Be Lee. We're going to take a look at the roads, but if you don't mind, I want to give a very special shout out to a really incredible kid that I met, must be like 9 years ago now, okay? Anthony, who I know is listening right now with his dad, David, and his mom, Pina, reached out to me. 9 years ago, this kid, Anthony, was diagnosed with leukemia. Okay? I met him at a fundraiser, and we ran together in a relay race. Don't think we won. But my
doesn't
fault.
Matter.
My fault, not his.
You weren't okay? running fast
and then
enough.
Years later, his family reached out to me because he was in remission and he had done his last chemo. So during COVID, we did one of those drive-by parades.
Oh, yes.
And I got to be the last kid. And I knew that in their house, they had a bunch of family pictures. And included in those family pictures at one point was a picture of me and him.
Oh.
Which was so sweet.
Oh, I met Anthony.
Yes.
Oh, such a sweet kid.
Coolest guy
Anthony.
Ever. Well, it is now. Anthony today is celebrating 5 years of being in remission from
leukemia.
Amazing. So I just want to give him the biggest hug ever. So proud of you, buddy. You've grown into this amazing young man.
Oh, Anthony's so sweet. Yeah. Congratulations, Anthony.
Congratulations.
We wish you health. You know, for many, 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 many years.
Exactly. Yes. So when
the
we
most
talk about this,
thing.
And I'm about to be cocky because it can't beat Lee, just remember I do have a softer side of this. Okay? Kim, let's take a look at the roads.
Oh, decent Friday. 13 South, crowded. The 440 to Henry Bourassa, where I have reports of a stall. Then it fills in at Hickmore for the 20. 15 South, filling in at Dudemaine to get onto the Met. Met Westlow, La Cordaire to Papineau, St. Laurent to DeCary. 40 East, crowded around Côte-de-Liesse. 20 East slows the 13 to First Avenue. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart,
but he's positive you can't beat Lee.
All right. Well, he is positive, but we are positive that someone out there can, because it happened this week. I know I'm going to hold it against you, Lee. For weeks to come, you were beaten, which means there is hope. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
There is hope. All
okay.
right. And let's see how Limbo does this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. Limbo. I'm probably about to leave you in limbo.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
The kids think it's funny. So, Limbo, you have Noah and Bea with you.
Yes.
Amazing. They want to help you out a little bit?
They're going to try, but they are 5-6, so... But
they have a better chance than you do, my friend.
Oh.
No, don't worry. My kids know we can beat you because this is every morning we have to beat this guy.
All right.
Because,
yeah. Well, listen, if you take Lee down this morning or when you take Lee down, because we have faith in you, you win a family pass to visit the IMAX Telus Theater. There's an amazing movie playing right now, T-Rex 3D, Greatest of All Tyrants, okay?
All right.
Okay.
My sons love dinosaurs.
Amazing. Okay, so listen, 30 seconds. 30 seconds on the clock. I have 6 questions to ask you. They progressively get harder. You can choose to pass on them, but we will not be going back to them, okay?
No problem.
Okay, so we need to put the dinosaur aside a little bit. We want Noah and Bea to step up because we want you guys to be able to hear the questions clearly, okay?
Okay.
We're ready, Limbo.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. What color was Rudolph the reindeer's nose?
Red.
Which one of the main characters on Friends was the only one not to get married?
Chandler?
In what country would you hope to see the Loch Ness Monster?
Norway?
Name one of the women Madonna kissed at the 2003 VMAs.
Britney Spears.
A barometer is an instrument to measure what? They're tough, eh?
All right, guys.
Challenging this morning. We're going to bring Lee back into the studio. All right, guys. You did well. Don't you worry. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure? that was a weird yeah.
I feel like it was long. I ran back in a panic. Thought I was going to be late. I saw Donna's outfit, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, and?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it after.
Okay. All right, Lee. Here we go.
Yeah.
What color was Rudolph the reindeer's nose?
Red.
Which one of the main characters on Friends was the only one not to get married?
Joey.
In what country would you hope to see the Loch Ness Monster?
Ooh, Scotland or Ireland? Scottish. Scotland.
Name one of the women Madonna kissed at the 2003
Christina
VMAs.
Aguilera and Britney Spears. I'll name both.
A barometer is an instrument used to measure what?
Barometric pressure.
What does the abbreviation DVD stand for?
Ooh. That was like the perfect time for the buzzer. Digital video DVD disc, yeah.
Digital video disc or digital versatile disc. And that is the only one you did not get right this morning, which means that Limbo, Noah, and Bea, you guys got 2, but Lee got 5 this morning. I'm sorry, guys.
but it's okay. It's okay because it's been a long time we want to play the game, you know?
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, you have fun.
Amazing. Can we hear a dinosaur again now?
That's really good. And listen, it is an important lesson because, you know, it's not about winning or losing. It's about your attitude and having a good time, and you are all having a great time.
Yes.
So just remember that.
And have a fantastic weekend, Limbo, okay?
Yes, you too, guys. Thank
all right, bye-bye.
Much.
Okay, so bye. So it means that we do have a... No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
No, you. But I love you. So we do have a family pass to visit the IMAX Telus Theater. The great movie is playing T-Rex 3D, Greatest of All Tyrants. If you text the word...
Roar.
I was going to go for that word, too.
Were you?
I was.
Twinsies, 92925. Text now. 3 things you need to know coming up in just a minute, including the amazing news you heard yesterday. Yeah, it's null and void today.
Mm.
All right. Here's the song of the summer for show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Kidding me?
Whoop.
Yes.
Please. Put your dancing shoes on.
Give me mojito.
Si te quieres divertir con el templo y con primor, solo.
los palos, vendiendo discos como cuadro Frida Kahlo. El blanco, sí, sí, el racista, no te confunda, no, no, mejor evita, ey. Un chat de cañita en casa de Toñita, ey, perro se siente cerquita, sí, sí, sí. En el campeonato nadie me lo quita.
De vez en nuevo, no me guande, de vez en nuevo, ¿ok? Puerto Rico.
Como va Bunny, va a ser rey del pop. Le robamos las gotas, J Bone, ey. Yo estoy en la mía, no tengo adversario, no. Con los Yankees los me he avanzado. A correr que otra vez lo sacamos al estadio. Tiene piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena y estás bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena y estás bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Oh, well, good morning. Okay, so Quebec wins again. And what do we win this time? The place in Canada where we've had the most work stoppages in 2024. Okay. So the government adopted a law yesterday limiting the amount of strikes allowed in Quebec. Clearly unions are not happy about this, obviously. But can you try and guess the amount of work stoppages in Quebec in 2024? Just in 1 year. Lee?
174.
Not even close. Kim?
200.
Not even close. We're talking about
201.
No. Oh, yeah.
Price is Right rules.
Come on down, Lee.
Hey, how many?
The actual answer was 759.
We are way off.
Way, way off.
Way, way off. Okay, so remember yesterday the big announcement that Trump's tariffs were over?
Yeah, we were so excited about it. We thought it was great news.
Just kidding, they're not.
No?
They're back on.
What happened, though?
Appeals court wants to hear from both sides and until then has temporarily suspended the court ruling for now. So the tariffs for the time being are back on.
Oh, boo.
I know. It sucks.
How long is this going to take? We don't know. It's just like a roller coaster, right? Like
that's it.
Up and down, up and down.
A few weeks. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
know. We'll try.
I'm sorry to all the businesses that got their hopes up yesterday.
Yeah, it's really annoying. So a committee at Quebec's National Assembly is recommending that kids under 14 should not be allowed to open a social media account without their parents' consent. So this comes from a one-year-long study on the impacts of screen and social media on youth. And their final report came out yesterday, and it's a big one. It's got 56 recommendations in it. Among them, a strong call to parents to be role models when it comes to screen time, to avoid screens before bed, and to keep devices out of the bedroom altogether. The big message behind this: technology is here to stay, but kids need to get guidance. And when it comes to screen time, balance is pretty much key.
Okay. Wow. Very important. We talked about that earlier, and such an interesting one. So listen, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, hey, hit up our website, thebeat925.ca. We have an events page there looking for all the things you could do around town. If you could get there, because the tour is happening. Just remember that. Let's take a look how you're going to get to wherever you're going now with Kimberly Kieran.
It's a nice Friday drive. Met West, Low, La Cordaire to Papineau, then St. Laurent to DeCary. In the West Island, it does bunch up around Sources and St. John's. 40 East, crowded around Cavendish. 20 East, you're going to slow the 13 to First Avenue. Westbound 20 slows anchoring out to Norman. Don't miss new episodes of Parent Wars Tuesdays at 10 on A&E, a new A&E series proving sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. I'm Kim Kieran. Montreal traffic.
All right, mix of sun and clouds today. We do have a 40% chance of rain this morning, but this afternoon should be beautiful with a high of 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We do have a chance of rain in the afternoon. High of 18 right now, 16 in Montreal.
Hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to put some miles on it. And should so few people have so much power, 26 people may have just screwed over 500 Montrealers. It's coming up next, right after Usher and Pitbull. DJ got us falling in love. Big Breakfast Club. Montreal's traffic mix. The Beat
92.5. Usher, Usher, Usher. Yeah, man. So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body, ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, eyes, eyes. Cause baby tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. Yeah, baby tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. So dance, dance like it's the last, last night of your life. Life won't get you right.
Baby, hope you catch that like T.O. That's how we roll. My life is a movie and you just T.V.O. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, so red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and you, darling.
I got you back. I just want you to know that after Black Eyed Peas, after you hear that song, you're not going to want to miss the little announcement, the little je ne sais quoi that I'm going to drop for you to hear.
Ah, oh, so exciting.
Yeah, like legit. So just don't go anywhere. Okay.
Okay.
Should so few people have, oh, so much power, because 26 people have potentially screwed over 500 Montrealers.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so this is a wild one. So there's a hopes for a new development, a housing project in Nuns Island with over 525 units. Mm-hmm. I already see your smirk.
Yeah.
You live in Nuns
Island. Because I live in Nuns Island, so I have my point of view
when
it comes to this.
And I get it. I know what you're going to say already, but the whole thing is 26 signatures, mm-hmm. was able to stop a 525-unit housing project mm-hmm. in Nuns Island. And I get it. It sucks to have that in your backyard. Mm-hmm. But should that few people, 26 people, mm-hmm. stop potentially 525 people from finding housing?
Well, I'm guessing it's because their points leading into this were valid. It's not just about not having, you know, people in your backyard, because it's not just about that. Nuns Island is a very small island. In the past few years, we've had the construction for the Champlain Bridge. We've had the new REM being installed. We had 10 condo towers built in the just in the past 5 years, and we have no services. So we have one Tim Hortons. It takes about half an hour just to buy a muffin. It takes forever to get on and off the island because mm-hmm. it's overpopulated with traffic. So I understand it's not, I understand that there's a place that they can build something, mm-hmm. but that place is also where we have our clinic. It's also where we have our subway. And that's very important. Where is the subway going to move?
You're losing your subway. That's what this is about.
Because rent in Nuns Island is super uber expensive. We've lost so many businesses to the fact that rent is highly expensive. Yeah. So I understand why some Nuns Island residents were like, no, like we've had enough of this. We